God will bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We'll bless you. Father, we'll give you all glory. We'll return all honor unto you. You are good. You are great. Lord, we'll bless you. We'll thank you for your mercy, O Lord, for your grace, for your love over us. We honor you. You are good and you are kind. You are more than what people say. Father, we'll bless your name. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 22nd of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his grace over your life. Honor him because he's God and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare this morning, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord this day, all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that no weapon that is formed against me will not prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, they are condemned. Every evil that is programmed into this day, you will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, you will not prosper over my household. You will not prosper over my business, over my ministry. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken into this day over my life, you are canceled. In the name of Jesus, every language of infirmity that is released into this day, language of sickness, language of accident that is spoken into this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not have expression in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare, though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, oh, as for me, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord today and I declare that I shine forth, I show forth, and I bring forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that my portion in you this day, no man will steal my place, no man will take. In the name of Jesus, for I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I declare that infirmity will not take away my strength. Infirmity will have no place in my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I go from strength to strength today. I go from glory to glory. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, for this is my time to be favored by God. I declare that the favor of the Lord surrounds me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, in favorable places. In the name of Jesus, my heritage is blessed. My portion in you this day is blessed, and my portion is delivered unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord order my steps today. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare this day that I walk in the order of the grace of the Lord over my life. I walk in the order of the provision of God for me. For he has said in his word that he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare that I am not limited in my supply. In the name of Jesus, oh, today the gates of blessing is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. And by his grace, as I am looking at it, there is a possibility that this that we are talking about spill into the next week. It is the word of the Lord, it's not the word of men. It is God's word for you to open your eyes. The purpose of this word is an eye opener for you to understand the place of God in your life. Many has been accusing God of not bringing to fulfillment what he has said concerning them. Prophecy has been made over your life. I want you to understand something today. The failure of your prophecy is not from God. It is from you, because God has spoken his word. His word will never return to him void. His word has been spoken concerning you. It is you that you must position yourself in the place of the fulfillment of the word of God. We've been talking about prophecy in the past 2 days, today making it the third day. We are soon going to talk about it. The prophecy that is over you, you must not fail. There is a prophecy over you. God has proclaimed his words over your life, and you must not fail. You must walk in line with the word of God to bring this prophecy to fulfillment, not just for you to listen and receive prophecy, but for you to be able to birth the prophecy that has been spoken concerning you. There are words that has been spoken concerning them even before their birth. So this morning I want to encourage you from the scripture as we read from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, and we are going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 and verse 4 as well. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. I read again. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good war. We have been saying it in the past 2 days now, today making it the third day, that prophecy birth warfare. Once the word is released into your life, you must stand in prayer, in warfare, to ensure the fulfillment of the prophecy that has been declared concerning you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 and verse 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There are strongholds that have positioned themselves, build a world of limitation, build a world of impossibility, disallowing your prophecy from coming to existence. The word has been released, but they will withstand the fulfillment of this prophecy. I want you to know this morning, know that when prophecy is given, it is like a seed. It needs to be carefully guarded. It needs to be nurtured. It needs to be monitored. And as it lays in time, you have to guide it, nurture it, for it to mature as it grows in time by prayer, by nurturing, so that you can birth your prophecy at its right time of fulfillment through prayer. Prophecy must be nurtured by prayer. You have to care for your prophecy and nurture it by prayer. You have to care for your prophecy, nurture it by prayer, and birth it to existence, birth it to fulfillment through prayer. I need you to understand this morning that there are some prophecy that need time for it to be fulfilled. There are prophecies that are spoken into the far future, not into the immediate. No matter the position of the prophecy that has been spoken concerning you, the word that has been released concerning you, either the one that is of now, that of tomorrow, or that of the future, it's a prophecy that you need to stand and nurture in prayer. You monitor and nurture your prophecy by prayer. Don't just sit and fold your hand. Stay with God in the place of prayer. You have to agree with him to birth the prophecy into reality. You have to agree with God to bring the prophecy into reality. Jacob had prophecy on his life, but he also had a lot of woes. He suffered so much. A thing that he was supposed to get by it, he served for it for 14 years, even though prophecy was upon his life. Not until one night in the place of prayer that he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And the angel of the Lord said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He told him, your name will no longer be Jacob, but your name will be Israel. For as a prince, you have fought with God and he has won. And his name was transformed from being Jacob to Israel, because he thrived in prayer over his prophecy. Jacob refused to let the angel go until a new man of the prophecy is birthed. that night, he refused to allow the angel to go until the man that will carry the fulfillment of that prophecy was prophet. That night, he stayed with the angel that you are not going. Beloved, stay with God in the place of prayer for safe delivery of your prophecy. I say it again, stay with God in the place of prayer continuously, consistently, for the safe delivery of your prophecy. Don't just fold your hand waiting for it to happen. Don't just fold your hand waiting for events to take place. Don't just fold your hand waiting for the fulfillment to happen. Let me tell you, conditionally, it may not. You need to stand up in prayer for you to be able to birth your prophecy into time, to bring it into reality. That's 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, the place we read. He said, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecy previously made concerning you." Don't just sit down and be waiting for it to come to pass. Don't just sit and assume that as it has been prophesied that your ministry will be great, as it has been prophesied that your ministry is going to be global. Don't just sit and fold your hand as it has been prophesied that you will be a great businessman. Don't just fold your hand. Don't just fold your hand that by them, by those prophecies, you may wage the good warfare, that by this prophecy you will arise and you will launch yourself into prayers. It doesn't just happen. The scripture says men ought to pray and not to faint. It won't just happen. You have to pray to make it happen, to bring it to fulfillment, because the devil will not fold his hand to see the prophecy coming to pass without arising and fighting against you. There are men of God, there are businessmen that prophecy is upon their life for them to be great, but their prophecy remain dormant because they do not arise. They fail to walk in prayer for the fulfillment of the prophecy. I am going to stop here today because of time and space, trusting that by the grace of the Lord, we are going to continue tomorrow. Understand this: God is ready to back up his word. The word of God cannot return without fulfillment. The word of God cannot fail, but the word might not be fulfilled in your life. The prophecy that has been pronounced for you, pronounced on you by God through the man of God, it is the word of God. It cannot fail, but you have to war in bringing this prophecy to fulfillment. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11 talks about the word of God that can never fail. The Bible says his word will not return to him void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The word of God can never fail, and it will not fail in your life. Your prophecy would never fail. There is a prophecy over you. There is a prophecy that has been declared upon your life before your birth. There is prophecy over your life. Go before the Lord and cry unto him and say, "Lord, I have come in the volume of books that is written concerning me to do your will." Stand on the word of the Lord and pray. "Lord, I cancel every power that is causing delay. I cancel every ordinance that is causing delay in the fulfillment of my prophecy. I stand upon your word, Lord, and I enforce the fulfillment of your word over my life. I enforce the fulfillment of prophecy over me in the name of Jesus." I pray for you this morning that the hand of the Lord is upon you. As from today, the Holy Spirit bring you out of the pit of darkness and set you on the path of your fulfillment in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you this day. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Like I said before, there is every possibility that we are still going to continue on this topic next week. The Holy Spirit will give us the direction on where to go as the matter of prophecy is concerned. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. Permit me to remind you again of the program that will be coming up on the 28th of August. That is next week, Thursday, 28th of August 2025, at Olua Damilare Garden, before you get to Wahek Junction. If you are coming from Songo End, there is a turning after the bridge. You know, you're going to see a bridge if you are coming from Songo end. You're going to see a bridge. After that bridge, you will be looking at Tafu Arena right ahead of you. There is a turning before you get to that Tafu Arena. You turn to the right, or just ask anybody around there for National Open University. It's right behind Tafu Arena, and Oluwam Damilare is beside this National Open University, the venue for the program on the 28th of August this year, 12 noon. The blessings of the Lord is upon you as you pray, plan, and prepare to be part of this program. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Beloved, remember, the greatest thing in our life, the most important event in our life, is that we reign with the Lord Jesus. At His coming, we are raptured with Him. Prepare yourself. Walk according to His word upon your life and be a light unto others to bring them to His kingdom. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.